The second time you play a team, we know what chewing gum they chew. We know everything about them, but they know everything about us. Can we make the adjustments? We already have the hard one, the road win. Now, can we hold serve here? And I think it's like I'm going to tell my team at practice day, the biggest game of the year is your next game. And particularly when you're in the SEC and you've got about 6 to 7 of us that all have 3 losses, and you've got a Florida team that's learning how to overcome the loss of their point guard who transferred on them in December. So they're getting better. They just beat Vanderbilt on the road by 20. It's funny, both of their wins have been on the road, not at home. So I don't want that trend to continue, but Florida's going to give us everything we want. Ronnie Williams has just gone for 31 and 43 points her last 2 games. It makes it seem like when we played them in Gainesville, we held her to 24. I'm starting to think that was pretty good compared to what she's done against Tennessee and Vanderbilt in the last 2 ball games. I think this game is just so important because it's the start of a 3-game homestand, which the last time we played 3 games at home in conference was our first year in the SEC. And as David will tell you, the next time it was in the Big 12 in about 2009. Is that right? 2009. It rarely happens this way. You love the 3 at home, but tell you the truth, you don't like the 2 on the road that you have to play, and we have played 1 at home, 2 on the road, 1 at home, 2 on the road, 1 at home, another one on the road. I wish we could play 1 home, 1 road, 1 home, 1 road, both for the men and the women. And the men would be opposite of us, because I think that would help the fans realize every week there's a basketball game here in town. But it's not the way the schedule was designed. So you just have to adjust to that. Florida, Florida, Florida. They want to push the ball. They rebound the ball well. They're the number one team on offensive rebounding in our league, and are the number one team just in rebounding in our league in conference play with 40 a game. So we've got to do a better job. We out-rebounded them in Florida, but this is a different ball game. We're going to get better in this ball game, and we're going to get better today in practice and Wednesday in practice, because this is one of the more athletic teams that we'll play this year.
Guys get better by playing Mississippi State when that game's over?
Yes.
And if so, how?
We play better because we play up to the level of competition, because if you do not, you get embarrassed in front of 8,000 people on national TV. We would have got embarrassed if we hadn't have played up to their level. And I think we played up to their level for 35 minutes in the ball game. We did a lot of things well, but what we didn't do well, we didn't score inside. And Kyla got bothered by their size. And a couple of times that we did throw it in, she got bothered by their help side defense coming over, and she fumbled the ball and we threw it away. We will correct that. What we have to do is sometimes, which we worked on in practice, they put so much pressure on the ball that it's hard to just throw that little easy pass that Curtis usually makes. They were forcing her to about 25 feet away from the basket to make the pass, and she's got to do a better job of getting to 19 feet to be able to make those post entries. And if you can't just throw it into Kyla, you reverse the basketball and take that helps away and try to knock down some shots from the outside. We haven't seen that type of pressure all year by any team in man-to-man. We saw that pressure against Syracuse in zone, but we tore their zone press up, 1 by 22 or something like that. But Mississippi State is arguably one of the best defensive teams in the country. But we've got to play better offense. Well, when you look at it, we shot 44%. We shot well from the three. We shot well from the free throw line. We only turned it over 14 times. But we still would have had to play letter perfect to win that ball game. And we didn't do it. I told the team, which I think was in your story, get me to the last 5 minutes. We'll find a way. We cut from 17 points down to a 5-point game. He called timeout. He went straight inside on the first play, scored on us, and then their backup guard, Johnson, drove the next play right down our throat and scored two easy baskets at against a zone that was unacceptable. They should have had to work harder for those two baskets because we had them at the time. And our kids were feeling it. They were playing good. We were scoring in transition. Danny finally got loose on a couple chances. And Curtis, I said, is the battle of the two best point guards in the league. Theirs went 9-for-1 in assist turnovers, and mine went 7-and-5. She would have had 9 or 10 or 11 if we could have got the ball inside a little bit more, which we didn't do. We'll work on that.
Gary, you mentioned 3 games at home don't happen that often. How big is the stretch for your team and to take care of business here?
It's every bit, because the tail end of our schedule with Tennessee, South Carolina, and Mississippi State, and on the road at Ole Miss to finish, and we still got to go to LSU. We're at home. We've got to go in and make a statement like we've done the first 3 games that we've had conference games here. Now, I don't want to get behind and win a ball game with 31 seconds to go like we did in the last game. Or the 31 seconds, that was the only how much time we led in the whole ball game. We've got to be better at the start like we were against Mississippi State. We were pretty good at the finish. But in the second and the third quarters, we haven't been playing very well. Maybe it's because we're getting a little tired. Maybe it's because of how many minutes I'm having to play people. But with television, timeouts, and we're used to it by now, that's not an excuse. Everybody is playing a shortened rotation to keep your turnovers down. If you look at the SEC and conference play, the turnovers are way down because everybody has put the kids who can't help them win on the bench and playing with the kids that they know they can win with. Because every game, every possession is a game in itself. And so we turned it over 14 times. I'm going to win the majority of the time. I only turned it over 14 against Mississippi State.
How much do you take from the first meeting and use for Thursday, or do you take any at all?
No, I take a lot from it. I've got to figure out how to get 8,000 at my ball game without giving free tickets away. They didn't give them away, but they only charged $5, okay, for every ticket. But you can learn from that. How can you make a ball game? They just had a sellout at Washington the other night against Stanford. First sellout in history. They probably had 14,000 in South Carolina, Tennessee last night. The crowds are going for the big ball games. But what we've got to do is make the big ball games the next game, the Florida. How can people sit there in this community and say Florida's a big ball game when it's not a football game? Well, Florida is good in football, basketball, volleyball, and every sport. They're one of our best programs overall in every sport is Florida. So we've got to educate the fans. This is going to be good basketball. They're going to see a first-round draft choice come in here in Ronnie Williams. She leads the league in scoring now. She's taking over for Danny. When you get 31 and 43, that's what happens. But she's a load. And we're going to have to figure out how to slow her down a little and then be able to try to figure out how to slow the other 4 or 5 down. But at the same time, what is A&M going to do? What are we going to do to get some easier baskets? That means transition. That means executing inbounds plays, which we do very well. That means getting a couple of steals and converting them. And that means knocking down the open shots. We're hitting the tough shots, but we're missing a lot of open shots right now.
Anything else for Coach?
Can you talk about what Danny Williams has meant to your program this year?
Well, when you average 3 points a ball game and you're averaging 17 now, you say, who was that dumb coach that didn't play her more last year? We had an All-American in front of her. She had to wait her turn. Just like it happens in any sport, in any position, if there's an All-American in front. You come to the university because of what we have done, not what the individual is going to do for the university, but what we have done in the past has been the NCAA tournaments, win rings, championships. She can learn behind an All-American. She took that year to get better at learning how to put the ball on the floor. I'm going to show her tape today of Kelsey Plum, who just went for 43 against Stanford the other night. Same size, everything about Plum is Danny Williams, except she's 2 years older, is going to be a first-round draft choice. I've got to show Danny this is the where you're going. This is how you can get there. This is the individual work that you've got to put in. If you have those same aspirations of this kid that's going to be a first-round draft choice, that's fixing to set the NCAA record on points scored and beat Jackie Stiles' record. It's Kelsey Plum. So Danny has come in. She hadn't had to worry looking over her shoulder that there's a McDonald's All-American coming from behind. She has to usually play 40 minutes a game if we're behind. She's learning the little things about the game that I think she just got by on her athletic ability and just being a good shooter. Well, a good shooter is not enough when you're playing Dillingham of Mississippi State, who is just on you like glue. You've got to learn how to get open, use your screens, and then be able to create in space, because Dillingham's not going to foul you. She's just not going to let you breathe. And this is what a shooter has to be able to do. So if a shooter cannot get space, they've got to turn into being a scorer. So now as you turn into being a scorer, you've got to add a little bit of this to your game, a little bit of that. You got to get to the free throw line. You got to get in transition, because those wide open shots on half-court offense are not going to be there. And that's what we're working on her. So the 5-for-15s that she's had in maybe 3 of the last 4 games, they need to be 8-for-15s. Shoot less, score more. Get fouled more where they can't guard you at the free throw line. Get out and score in transition where you're drawing fouls on the other team. And then hit the open shots that are wide open. I'm not saying be perfect. I'm just saying take advantage of you're a shooter first, a scorer second. We're getting there with her, but you're talking about a delightful kid. She wouldn't know. It's hard for me to get mad at her. She's just too nice. She just smiles at me and says that and that. She's just a great kid.